Bear Podcast 337.
We were only just 17. Summertime brings the summer breeze. It chases through the old oak trees. I'm a long way from home. Fall comes with so many things. New beginnings with the same old strings. I remember that year's dream. Sing my song. It should feel like a million years. All I wanted was a million cheers. That spotlight should fade away. Not highlight the past and pull it back to me. A note with no words wrong. We brought our friends to sing along, but everyone came to dance. It should feel like a million years. All I wanted was a million cheers. That spotlight should fade away. Not highlight the past and pull it back to me. We were only just 17. Summertime brings the summer breeze. It chases through the old oak trees. I'm a long way from home.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, it's episode 337, and it's a Monday night, and it's fall. It's getting fall. Cooler.
It's cool tonight in Houston. How long it's going to last, we don't know. I think we're going to get a little more warm air before it gets cool permanently, but October is almost here, so it's going to be cooling down.
You get to open your windows this time.
Huh? I know. I got my windows open tonight, and the fan's running, and it's all good. So.
Yeah, it's funny. You mentioned that the... We might hear your neighbors. It would have been more fun if we do hear your neighbors. Is there a lot of drama when they?
Well, no. I just there are two ladies that lived across the street in separate apartments, and they're moving in together into one of the apartments right here in front of me, mm-hmm. on the lower bottom half. And it's a 2-bedroom apartment. And they're kind of loud.
I see. So. Let me see. Today is a Monday, and there's a lot of TV shows right now. Oh my God! We'll get to that because you have a lot to say about this. This week.
Yep.
So many things happening. But before that, how about some weekend updates? Weekend updates. It's been a very busy weekend for us. How about you? What did you do this weekend?
Wasn't that busy for me. Just. Clean the house, you know, not much. Played cards Saturday night until too late.
Okay, we have to. Yeah, that's something we have to talk about. Okay.
Well, what we have to talk about is that you tell Rafa the other day that that's the secret of playing the card being invited to the card game, and now he's all paranoid. Should I have not said anything?
Yeah, it's
and
okay.
Then he was like, do people really get upset if they don't get invited to that? And I said, yes, they do.
Not me. I'm fine with it. But whenever they gets a chance. Okay, get a chance. Okay, so just to... I don't know if anybody cares. So anybody out there listening care. But anyway, it's Canasta. It's actually the game Canasta.
Yeah.
And it's played either big groups or individually. But if you play individually, it will take probably the whole night. And it's a maximum of 6 players. And well, pretty much.
Well, you can do more players, but it just the games just go on forever.
Yeah, it would go on forever. So and 6 is good.
All the damn cards to deal with. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, Ray got to play. And did you win?
What happened? No, we came in third place.
Oh, third place. Third place? That means third. You're last.
Yeah.
It's a team. But you know, what's funny about Canasta, I was talking to Mike about it. And I was, we should do some Canasta night or something. And Mike would say, I'm not an old lady.
Well, that's what Rafa said. Said that's the game my grandmother used to play. Oh, really? And then Saturday night, he's like, oh man, that was a good time. I was expecting to be bored, but I had a good time. I really enjoyed that. We should do that more often and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I was like,
But then Mike would play Mahjong. That's also an old lady's game.
Yeah.
Right? So just the same. I'd like to play Mahjong too. Mahjong.
But I think anytime you can get together with friends and do something and have a good time, it's always a good time.
Oh, yeah. So. Especially the gossip. Yes. Yeah. You get to talk to other people. Anyway, so yeah, that's Canasta. I'd like to play next time if I get invited. No, I'm kidding. It's just hard to get a group together who are, you know, 6 people because you're going to be sticking with them for the whole night and having extra people is not so good. So, anyway, that's Canasta. How about movies, Ray? How about movies?
Oh no, you went and saw Devil Without Me.
Yes, I know. I went out to the friend of mine. That's Mark. Shout out, Mark, if you're listening. He's we decided to watch. Actually, I asked you, but you said you can't.
Yeah.
You can't Saturday.
I couldn't Saturday. I had stuff to do.
Right. Yeah. You could have watched Devil with us. We watched in the afternoon. So we went to...
Well, the reason I couldn't go, let me clear this up.
Okay.
Me and Rafa have a deal. I clean his apartment. He does my laundry.
I see.
So I had to go up Saturday and clean his apartment, which is not bad. I mean... It's not much bigger than mine. Actually, I think it's about the same size as mine. It's just laid out a little bit better. But that's what I did Saturday. So I
there
got up, went around, cleaned up. He started my laundry, and then we ran errands and did stuff. So.
And then went for Canasta.
Ooh,
exciting. Well, what did I do? Actually, it was really a fun weekend because I watched Devil. That's pretty scary. At some points, but you know, it's M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Yeah.
So it always has to have a twist. Always.
Yeah.
Always. So it's got a little bit good twist, but not as good as Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Or any other movies that he ever had.
Yeah.
It's not like Airbender or anything, but yeah, it's good. It's a should I say watch it on the DVD? Probably. If you watch it on the big screen, it's also good. So,
so it's one of those movies you'd recommend to go see in the movie theater?
Yeah, I would say out of 10, 1 to 10, 10 is the highest. Probably it's in at 6.
Okay.
6.5. Not so bad. We could watch it. So, yeah, it's mainly about the devil showing himself randomly in some incidents, and he gathers people around and kill them and stuff like that. So it revolves around that story.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's a cute Hispanic security guard. Really, he's really cute. Oh my god. He looks sort of Asian, Filipino, kind of but he's kind of cubbish. So he's really cute.
Yeah.
Hard to describe. But yeah, that's Devil. And then that same evening, Saturday night, I drove all the way to the Woodlands to watch Rush. But Rush, I went out to watch Rush. It's hard to say it, but yeah, Rush.
The band.
Okay. I watched Rush. Yeah, and they were showing some videos. There's this funny band called Rush. stuff like that. So, you know, covering their songs. But there was no front act or anything.
Yeah.
They really just played immediately. So it's fun. It's really great to see Rush. I've never seen them before. It's the first time I've ever seen them. I've always wanted to see them. Even I've been hearing about them, trying to cover some of their songs back in the Philippines. You know, some of their Spirit Radio,
yeah.
Tom Sawyer, and what else? Yeah, it's pretty big. Yep, sorry. That's it. You're right. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so that's Saturday for me, and I went out with John and Palima, a couple of friends of ours. They also wanted to watch Rush. We were on the lawn, so it's easy. So it's really easy to get a ticket. Never talk to a guard. Never talk to a guard about tickets because they know nothing.
Why were you talking to a guard?
Well, I asked, where do I get tickets for? Oh, it's sold out. It's sold out. Sold out. How could it be a sold out concert? It's open lawn. You know, it's general admission. It's open lawn.
Well, if there was that many people, I mean, there's only so many people the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion can hold, even on the lawn.
Even on the lawn.
So I'm sure there's a magical number somewhere they cut off. They say you can sell this many tickets, and then it cuts off.
Yeah, but I did go to the ticket to the box office, and they did have more tickets. Yeah. So, which is $40, not so bad. It's more expensive if you buy it to the Ticketmaster. I think it would cost about $47, something like that. So, yeah, I got to watch Rush. Okay, so that's Saturday for me. How about you, Ray? Well, us, actually, Sunday.
Yep, Sunday we went and saw Resident Evil 3D, which is okay. It was worth seeing in the movie theater.
And you know, with all those shurikens and flying daggers and stuff like that, and flying
blood splatter.
Blood splatter. You really have to put it in 3D.
I'm waiting to go see Wes Craven's first 3D movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it comes out next week, I think. I know it comes out in October, and I think it's next week, first week in October. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. That'd be good. Something to watch. Let's plan it next month or so. Yeah, so Resident Evil, highly recommendable. Go watch it on the... I didn't get to see the second one. Did you say there are four?
Let me check here, but I want to say...
I've seen the first one, of course, yeah. It's based on a game, right? It's based on a game.
Yeah.
And they made it in the movie, of course. What's her name? Mira Jovovich? I can't say her name. But she's the fifth element.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's the fifth element. She's been in all Resident Evils, and... I've never seen her do a movie that is not action. She always does action, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. No, I think she did some like...
Did she ever do drama or anything? Or no, probably not. Yeah, it's a good sci-fi movie about zombies. Of course, you can never get enough of zombies. No way are we going to get enough of zombies. Because it's always funny. Some of them are good. Some of them are scary.
Yeah, there was four. There's Resident Evil. It was in 2002.
And?
Let's see. Hang on. I'm pulling it up.
That's the one with the game, right? That is really... it's with the AI. That is Alice thing.
Yeah, that is Alice. There's Resident Evil that was done in 2002. Resident Evil Apocalypse that was done in 2004. Resident Evil Extinction. Number three was Resident Evil Extinction, which was done in 2007. And then Resident Evil Afterlife.
This is it, right?
Which is 2010. Which I assume that's the Resident Evil 3D that they did.
Yeah, that's Afterlife, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
So is the fourth one.
And of course, Ali Larter is there. She's the one of the stars of Heroes. And she's awesome. She suddenly became a badass actress there. Or a badass a fighter.
Yeah.
Was she like that in the previous Resident Evils?
I can't remember. I don't think she came along to either the last two. Mm-hmm. Because I think in the video game there's a brother and sister pair that they brought on that was popular, if I'm remembering what I heard correctly. Since I don't play the game, I'm not sure. But if anybody has any more information, mm-hmm. you can please let us know. But Wentworth Miller played the brother, and I was all excited. So.
Oh, okay. There were no hot bears there, so I'm really disappointed too. All right, okay, let's move on. How about, this is a fun... Okay, I don't like people dying. I don't like people dying, and Ray's... I saw this article. online also.
Well, everybody's talking about it today.
Everybody's talking about it? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's everybody in my office is talking about it. They're talking about it on the news today. But Jimmy Hendelson? Is that how you say his last name?
I think it's Hazelden or something.
Hazelden. Was 62. He's the guy that bought Segway a couple years ago. Well, he killed himself this weekend. He drove a Segway off a cliff into a ravine and a river.
God.
And this is the little story I got. The British owner of Segway was killed after apparently driving one of the two-wheel personal transporters off a cliff in northern England. West Yorkshire police told the Associated Press. They were found in the river. They said some witnesses said they saw a man fall Sunday over a 30-foot drop into the river in a popular hiking area near the village of Boston Spa, 140 miles north of London. So
that's
what does that do, what does that do for your company sales?
Well, he doesn't.
Although in the U.S. they're only in parking, they only use them in malls and parking lots.
Yeah, by mall cops.
But, yeah,
and of course if they're tourists, tourists, I guess. They have that a lot in Europe. When the last time we were there in last August, I think.
What, Segways?
Yeah, they have Segway tours all the time. I think especially in London, they have a lot of Segway tours there too. But it's really ironic that this happened. I'm sure this is going to be in Distorted View very soon. A Segway owner dying because of a Segway. Yeah, it's sad. I mean, it's really sad that, condolences to his family.
And one of the sad things is he's a very big philanthropist.
Philanthropist.
I couldn't get it out.
He's a big philanthropist,
and he's done it, and he's gave a lot of money to charity and doing other things. So it's kind of sad to see him die, because now, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but it was interesting. So you ready to talk about the fall TV season?
Yeah, go ahead, because I have a sad article that I'm going to talk about very soon. But go ahead.
Okay.
Go on
Let's do all the fall stuff, and then we can talk about sad, and then we can go back to being happy again.
Okay.
I guess.
All right.
For all of y'all, the fall TV season has begun. Mondays, and these are just the shows we watch. So Monday, Maynard's got the Chuck on there, which I actually watched tonight because I thought the event was going to be on, but they moved it until 8 o'clock start. So Monday, our shows are Chuck, The Event, and Hawaii Five-0. The Event, they're actually advertising it as, what if Lost and 24 got together and had a baby? It would be called The Event.
Oh, okay.
That's how they're advertising it. So I actually saw the advertisement earlier for it, and I was like, wow. And the pilot episode is on like 10 channels tonight. So if General Motors or NBC owns this channel, it's on it tonight. They're all on at 7 o'clock tonight, and it was like three or four channels.
I know.
My DVR
can only handle two recordings.
So, I know, and that's coming to Tuesday. Tuesday's going to be rough because you got Glee, No Ordinary Family kicks off this week, which is the Incredibles live version spinoff TV show that we keep talking about.
Yep.
There's a show that I actually recorded the other week. It's a 30-minute comedy called Raising Hope, which I thought was hilarious.
Really?
I'll see after this week. If the next couple episodes are good, then it might stick around. But if it shot its load in the first episode, then it ain't going to last too long. Stargate Universe premieres this week.
Mm-hmm.
So that starts tomorrow night. And then Caprica comes back on October 5th on Tuesday. So it looks like I don't have to sit Stargate and Caprica to record at the later times when they would be showing for, I guess, the West Coast or Mountain Time. Because, mm-hmm. you know, they show them and then they repeat them again like 2 hours later or something like that on Sci-Fi.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll have to record them because since I record in high def, I can only record two shows at one time. So
Monday and Tuesday, that really sucks. I still have movies from TV shows from last year. I need to delete a lot to give more space because there's just way too many TV shows right now.
So,
all of a sudden, lots of them are good.
Yeah, so keep an eye on those, and if you can check Raising Hope out, it's pretty funny. So,
yeah.
On Wednesday, all I got is Modern Family. That's the only thing that attracts me on Wednesday night. So,
I still want to see Cameron and Mitchell make out. They still haven't kissed each other yet. Always hug. They always hug, and they they pat each other, or I don't know, they just do those things, but they don't kiss. I'm thinking they're gonna do it in the very last episode, or the last season maybe, or last episode that they're gonna do.
Well, they should be doing it regularly.
Yeah, they should be kissing each other.
I mean, come on, everybody else kisses.
Yeah. Just even the you know, the cheek kiss, the you know, the greeting, they don't even do that. So kind of a disappointed, but who knows? I think there's a Facebook group that they want Cameron and Mitchell to kiss. So maybe I should look for that that page.
Happen.
I will make it. Or maybe I will be a fan of that page or something.
Well, I'm sure if it ever happens, it'll be build up to it for weeks, because they'll let it sneak out, release that it's going to happen on the episode, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
Moving on to Thursday, I got Vampire Diaries and The Big Bang Theory on its new night.
Yep, Big Bang Theory. I watch that all the time. This week,
yeah.
Fun.
So, mm-hmm. It's. I kind of fell in that love with that show this summer, so I've kind of caught up with it. So
you caught up in Big Bang now, huh?
Okay. Yeah, so good. That's why I'm watching the season, because I think I'm pretty caught up with it. So.
Oh, I got an article, by the way, about the girl who plays Penny.
Yeah.
She had an accident a couple of weeks ago.
Penny. Oh, dog, hush. There ain't nobody at the door. Go let out. Shut.
Yeah, it's a... It's sad that she hurt herself. I think she broke her ankle or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so...
Oh, no.
Oh, no. So they might have to write her out. Or maybe her roles would be in the car all the time. But,
Well, they should just write it that she broke her ankle. I mean, they have to walk up and down the steps all the time, and that could be another comedic thing that she has to get up and down the steps.
I know.
So they had to fix the elevator.
I think he was doing some sports, or he was riding a horse or something, she fell and hurt herself, so it's really sad. But the show must go on, of course. Big Bang Theory, yeah.
So.
And okay.
Friday night we got Smallville, Supernatural, which kicked off this week. I think they're actually gonna let him fly. It's the last season; he's got to fly. They've got the suit. They showed the Superman suit.
Okay, Smallville. What I'm really pissed about the first episode of Smallville is they made it sound like, you know, he rose from the dead and became prideful. He became proud that his pride is not gonna make him a hero, stuff like that. All of a sudden, what's with this transition? He just rose from the dead and he became an ass.
I get. I don't know.
Oh gosh, I didn't like that start. What a way to start the first episode of the season.
Supernatural started off interesting with the way they broke it up, so we'll see how that goes. Mm-hmm. Haven still on Friday nights, and I think it goes through the first couple weeks in October, and then I think Sanctuary picks up in its time spot.
Okay.
On October 15th, so we got that to look forward to.
Okay. So. Wow. All right, so are you ready for...
Okay, what's the depressing story you want to talk about?
Well, it's really sad because somebody passed away.
Who?
Somebody we know, actually. His name is Ed Burleson from Austin. He actually attended our Bear Watch.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, indeed, yeah. So, let's see here. Going to the Heart of Texas Bears website... Here's a letter from Kelly Stevens. He's the president of the Heart of Texas Bears. It is with great sadness and much sorrow that I inform you that Ed Burleson passed away this morning. I think it was September 13th he passed away. There will be no funeral, but the gathering will be held in the near future. Please keep Marcus in your thoughts. I think Marcus is the partner. In your thoughts and prayers as we send all our love to him at this time. So Ed was not only a member of the Heart of Texas Bear, but he was also the president before. Years ago, and he always brought a smile to my face, and I will always remember his presence filling the room the moment he walked in. He was not only a good friend, but a good mentor, but a great mentor to me when I decided to run for president myself. He gave me so much valuable advice that I hope I have followed in serving you, the Heart of Texas Bears. And I am a better man for having known Ed. And that's a letter from Kelly Stevens, from the president of the Heart of Texas Bears. So condolences to the family of Ed and all the friends that he left.
This week we're going to highlight two of our little Scruff brethren. This week we're doing cubs. We got Scruff cubs of the week.
Nice.
Our first cub is James. He's a 20-year-old cub that stands 6'2" tall, 220 pounds, and works in IT. He is happily partnered to two wonderful men. One is 30 and the other is 45. He's looking to meet new people for friendship. James and his partners live in Huntsville, Alabama, and James's Bear 411 profile is HSV Cub 90.
So wait a second. So this is one of a trio, huh?
One of a trio, yes. He's in a triad relationship.
In a triad relationship. Nice.
So he's got two bears to play with.
Mm-hmm. He can do alpine skiing.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and our other cub this week is Chris, or as he's better known on Scruff as Leather Cub Dallas. He is 26 years old, stands 5'10" and weighs 180 pounds. He likes bears, cubs, and men with hair in general, and good cigars. He's looking to meet other cigar men and good people. He has a partner, and if you know a good thriller, mystery, law, or sci-fi book, let him know. He loves a good book. Chris lives in Dallas, Texas, and spends a lot of time at the Eagle. So,
do we know this guy? He sounds familiar.
I don't know. I don't think I've met him before. But yeah, but he didn't have a online bear profile anywhere, so he says they just have to find me on Scruff. So
they're all on Scruff.
They're all on Scruff. Both of them are on Scruff, and you can find Chris under Leather Cub Dallas. So.
Wow. Okay. So I hope I get to chat with this guy. Did you chat with him or something, or you just did?
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
No. I always ask permission so I can put someone's
hot. Wolf. Okay. So I'll check out James because he's 6'2". He's damn tall.
God. Tall bear.
He's a really tall bear. Tall cub. So shout out James and Chris. Yeah.
Both of them are very cute.
Really? Okay. Yes. We'll say hi to them.
Me and James have a lot in common. We're both pasty white.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
But is he as hairy as you?
No, he's kind of smooth.
He's kind of smooth, okay. Mm-hmm. He's pretty tall. Okay, so let's move on, Ray. What else do we have? Oh, yeah, your question of the week.
The sex question of the week.
Sex question of the week. Okay.
How much masturbation is too much masturbation?
Four. Five a day. Four. No. I don't know.
See, I don't think you can put a cap on it. I think it depends on the individual.
Really?
Yeah, because I think I masturbate a lot. But I think when it becomes too much is when it becomes a problem and it interferes with your normal life. Like, wait. If you're masturbating instead of sitting there doing, like, going out and doing something else.
Yeah, how about edging? Edging the whole day. 4 hours of edging. I've never done that myself, but I may have edged before, but I don't know. How much is too much?
Yeah.
Listener, how much is too much?
How much is too much?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good question. For me, I don't know. Latest count, I think 3 or 4 a day, maybe. Day. After watching porn or something, I can do that, but I don't know. I'm more interested with edging, actually. If you're going to do something, you're going to edge. And what is edging? For some people who don't know.
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know.
You don't know what edging is? Oh, you know.
I'm dumb.
Oh, you're dumb. Okay. Well, you're dumb. Well, edging. Okay. For those who don't know, edging is like you're masturbating, but when you're about to come, you don't. You stop. And you do that for a long time.
Not edging. That's frustrating.
That's frustrating.
That's like being jacking off and getting almost there and your mom beats on the bedroom door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing in there?
Ray, what are you doing?
I'm almost there, Mom. I'm coming.
Has your mom caught you ever?
I'm sure she did when I was a kid because I used to masturbate as much as I could as a kid.
Yeah, I think my sister almost
caught me. My dick didn't fall off between the ages of like 12 and, well, now.
Now. Yeah, it's have you tried edging though? The one I was talking about.
Nah, that's no. too
much work.
I want that instant. I want to play with myself and shoot my load and have gratification.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification in a minute or something? Oh, wow.
No, it has to be really good porn for it to happen in a minute or less.
Oh, really? So the level of good of the porn is the how good the porn is how good your ejaculation comes in. Okay. Yep. Wow. That's interesting.
But listeners, how much masturbation y'all think is too much masturbation? Personally, I think as long as it doesn't interfere with your normal daily life, it's fine.
Okay. But how about if it hurts already? As in, you get raw. Don't you think that's too much?
Well, then you need to go to one of our people that we interviewed, Boy Butter, and order some Boy Butter and use it so you don't get all raw.
Oh, okay. But some people like it dry.
Well, then you can only dry it for so long until you get blisters.
Oh God! Good advice. Use some lube. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, when you masturbate, you always use lube.
Who, me? No.
You dry too. I do it dry too. Myself.
I do it dry too. Yeah. I have to watch it because I think that's why I'm so desensitized now.
Ah, okay.
So.
Wow, that's interesting, Ray. Anyway, let me see. At the top of the show, by the way, I don't know if I was able to play it, but yeah, I should be able to play it. But it was a dance by Shannon Grady. He did a video. Oh, he did a video by Dean DeBlois. He shot a video for a music video for Shannon Grady, and it's a music video of his song "It Was a Dance." It's pretty cool. I'll post it on their website.
Okay.
So you guys could check it out. It's pretty.
I thought she was about ready to say Shannon was getting ready to do a porn video.
No. Oh, that would be nice. I wouldn't mind seeing Shannon doing.
Yeah, Shannon, send us those videos.
Yeah, if he's listening. Yeah. Yeah. So we've been chatting lately, and I miss him, and I miss the BTalk boys. I haven't seen them online or. I sometimes see them on Facebook, but not too much. But anyway, okay. So it's been a, I guess it's a good episode. I like our topics today.
Yes. And Colin, tell us what you think about the new shows, the fall season. What you think? It's gonna, like I said, it's gonna be interesting to see how No Ordinary Family turns out because you know that's got that your favorite bear in it.
Yep, definitely. For some time when it was in the commish, he was really bearish. He was chubby and everything, and then. He bulked up, and he went for what is it? The shield, right?
Yeah, and then he bulked. Then he worked out some more and got fit up for the thing in Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm. And then now he's lacking a little bit more. He's a little bit more bearish now for what is this?
No Ordinary Family.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, and it's got what's her name? The girl from Dexter, Dexter's wife.
Ah, it's the mom. That's right.
The mom, yeah. So that's why she quit. That's why her contract from Dexter finished, so she could do No Ordinary Family. Ah, I see. That's why.
Or maybe they just ended it, got her out to get rid of, change the storyline. You never can tell. I don't know.
Yeah. Is he fine now? Is he fine now, Dexter? Do you think he's?
I don't know. I haven't watched it. I don't have Showtime, so I can't watch it.
Oh, okay. Oh, so. If you can go catch up to it. You better because.
Yeah, well, I think they got it on Netflix now, so I think I got a couple of seasons that I've missed. So the last season I saw was when what's his name from L.A. Law was on there, the Hispanic.
Oh, Jimmy Smits. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From was on there, and that season I kind of watched off and on because it was kind of boring to me. Mm-hmm. So. And then the next season was when he had his baby, so I guess that was last season. So that's the one I got to watch and catch up with. So
yeah, this was a good one. The one with John Lithgow, the whole oh god, it's one of it's really the best season of Dexter ever. I've seen people from Facebook posting that they're just catching up on Dexter. It's yeah, it's really recommendable. You guys watch. Dexter. I think he's fine now. The reason why it was delayed is the filming because he's got cancer.
Oh, really? Him too?
Yeah. What's his name? Michael C. Hall.
Saul. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got cancer. I think he's in remission now. So he could. That's why they're now continuing on with filming.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know that they're totally having to do you know, they're doing a prequel to Spartacus.
Spartacus, yeah. Forgot his name, but the guy who played Spartacus has cancer also.
Yes, and it's not, and he's not doing well, from what I understand.
I know.
Or he's not responding like he should, and he's not going to be available to do the show.
Yeah.
So they're having to change some stuff around, whether or not they're going to replace him or how they're going to do it. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. But for the meantime, I'm sure it's still going to be good if they're going to do the prequels.
Yeah.
The prequel of Spartacus.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. I'd like to see that. And I don't know. That's really sad. These main characters having cancers. They better get well because, you know.
You know, it happens. It happens. Cancer happens to anybody.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay. So, well, that's it. We're going to wrap it up. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. It's been talking about movies and stuff. Actually, tonight we're supposed to have an interview, but so far we tried calling, but no response yet. So we'll keep you guys posted probably on a future episode. We're going to have some guests, and we shall see. And we won't say anything yet. Maybe on the next episode, we could talk about it. Okay, guys. So thank you, everyone, for listening to our show, Bear Podcast. Go to, if you want to email us at the show at bearpodcast.com. Or you can email us individually, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or you can give us a call on the landline, 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Give us a call. Leave us voice messages. We'll play it on the show. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you think of fall season.
Yep. Mm-hmm. If you guys are movie watchers, much sci-fi, so much comedy. That's pretty good. Yeah. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Also,
and if anybody's read any good books, especially sci-fi horror books, let me know.
Yeah. Ray is a big sci-fi book reader.
Because I've been reading some Rob Thomas books. But to blow through all those pretty quick, so.
Okay.
And I'll talk about them on one of the future shows.
Yep. And subscribe by iTunes and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. And we'll send many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.